You know who's in line for praise, I think? Michael Cecil and the people involved with the Rathlin Express, the ferry. They did great work over the weekend. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It's the old story, Michael. It's the seafarer's code. You go to the assistance of someone in distress. The call went out really to the Coast Guard, but you guys with the ferry were close by. Just explain what happened with these five divers in the two boats that you winched out of the water.
Yeah, I mean, we were just doing our normal job, commuting back and forward between Ballycastle and Rathlin. We happened to be in Ballycastle at 2 o'clock yesterday, and we overheard some radio communications that there were boats in trouble between ourselves and Rathlin. So we were due to head out with some passengers, so we did that and kept a sharp lookout and deviated a bit off our course to see if we could come across them with a pretty good idea which direction they might be drifting in with the currents and the wind yesterday. And fortunately, came across them at about 2:30, about half an hour after we left Ballycastle, in a patch of quite rough water. It was off our beaten track. Normally, we wouldn't go near it with passengers, but as you say, when a call goes out at sea, everybody does their best to respond, always in the knowledge that someday we might need those same people to come and assist ourselves.
The divers must have been pretty full of fear at that moment in time, because if you're side on to the wave, you could actually capsize.
Yeah, absolutely. Their boats were filling with water and they had become separated. There was two separate boats. So as is usually the case, each boat was concerned more so about the other boat because they didn't know what was going on. So we had to pretty quickly assess the situation and get alongside one boat who seemed to be reasonably okay at that point, but they were very concerned about their colleagues, and made our way across to their colleagues who were just probably within 10-15 minutes of losing their boat under the water. So we got them off and onto the ferry, which was quite tricky, and I must give a bit of praise to our crew on the boat and one of our passengers who assisted in getting those people off that boat and onto safety. Then it was back to the first boat and picked up three people off it and awaited the two lifeboats which were en route.
And how do you get them onto the ferry? Do you just haul them up the side? How do you do that?
Yeah, we have a boarding gate on the side of the ferry for normal boarding of passengers from pontoons, but it is a metre and a half above the sea, with 2.5 metre swells running at the time. It's quite a tricky operation. We have to get alongside and try and stay alongside the boat and wait for the right moment and then ask people to jump on board, and the two people on board the ferry managed to grab them and haul them on. Tricky operation, always dangerous, but the alternative was those people end up in the sea.
Yeah, these chaps, of course, know the sea, and they were well prepared to go out in the small craft that they were going out in, so that was an advantage. You were dealing with people who would be comfortable in the water.
Yeah, I mean, they were divers and they were innocently making their way from Rathlin after a weekend diving on the island. A series of unfortunate incidents. Both boats ended up disabled and they drifted away from the calm seas and towards the heavier seas towards the west of the island. But they, yes, absolutely, they were kitted out with all their safety gear, their life jackets and dry suits. They had their radios and their flares and everything else. Done the right thing, you know, they stayed with their boats and didn't panic and just waited for assistance to come.
How dangerous is it actually between Rathlin and Ballycastle?
It is. It's tricky. When we get strong currents running against the winds, in certain areas you can get very heavy overfalls, heavy swells at sea. And, you know, it can catch people out. The sea can look pretty good from the shore. And, you know, boats can head out and pretty soon get into difficulties with the heavy seas. But the local lifeboats, the local Coast Guard teams and ourselves on the ferries, we know the waters pretty well and we can usually deal with most things that come along our way.
And how relieved were these fellows when you finally got them on board? They must have been very grateful.
They were absolutely grateful, still grateful this morning. I was talking to a few of them this morning. They went back out in the ferry with me. The shock doesn't really hit until they're safe. The adrenaline's running before that, so once they got on board the ferry, they were extremely relieved, as were our passengers. I mean, our passengers were out in pretty horrendous sea conditions. I had about 19 passengers on the boat, and, you know, they suffered that as well for over an hour. But again, the passengers full of praise and glad to see that everybody was safe.
I would imagine people were, the stomach was being churned as well, was it?
Yeah, there were a few casualties in that department. Some of the divers, some of the passengers. Only to be expected. I mean, nobody's used to that, and nobody's expecting that out in rough water and rolling about. But as I say, I mean, everybody was completely understanding and very grateful that everything had worked out well.
A very professional job from yourself and your mates there on the Rathlin Express, Michael. And thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
Yes, no problem, Frank. Thank you very much.
That's Michael Cecil, just proving the professionalism of the Rathlin Express team, taking those people out of the water yesterday. And it's also a reminder, isn't it? You know, the lifeboat was en route, just the great work that the lifeboat people do, how much you need them. You never think about them until you need them. And maybe the next time we see a little box being shook or a function being run for the lifeboats, it's a very, very good cause. We're heading towards the news at 10 o'clock.